This is Kelly Blewett. Not only is 2018 the 50th anniversary of the advent of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but as two feature films and the first full-length biography of Fred Rogers attest, 2018 is also a moment when our culture is feeling particularly nostalgic for that Presbyterian minister in his cardigan sweater and rubber-soled sneakers. Enter Max King, the former director of Fred Rogers Center for Early Learning and Childhood Media, who wrote a 400-page biography of Fred Rogers titled The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers. He prepared to write this book not only by doing archival research, but also by interviewing many of the people who knew Rogers best, from the attendant who saw him every morning at the gym before his daily swim, to his coworkers on the television set, from his wife of 40-plus years, Joanne, to his many friends and pen pals. Through these interviews and lots of references to the old shows, King offers a comprehensive look at Rogers' life, which began with a very privileged childhood in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and progressed through some difficult college experiences. He dropped out of Dartmouth College to pursue a music degree from Rollins College. He started his early days in broadcasting as a floor manager in New York, worked in Canada briefly before coming back to Pittsburgh to be near his family and start this show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The show was unique in the landscape of children's television, and Rogers' fingerprints were on every element. The opening credits, with a sort of slow camera roll through a tiny town, feature Latrobe. The songs which Rogers wrote reflect his deep commitment to social-emotional education, and the puppets actually embodied characters that Rogers first imagined when he was a child, a sickly child performing puppet shows up in the attic of his parents' house. Rogers emerges from this biography much like I imagine he did every morning from his swim, fresh and glowing with health, secure in his identity, calm and creatively focused. His passions for puppetry, childhood development, faith, and music come through clearly, and it is undeniably heartening to read of someone who cared so deeply for children in childhood. His ideas might make you, like me, want to cheer. And this is a quote from his that I just loved. He said, quote, "There are many people in the world who want to make children into performing seals. And as long as children can perform well, those adults will applaud. But I would much rather help a child to be able to say who he or she is," end quote. In a time that antagonism seems to divide us, Rogers' messages of authenticity, respect, and neighborliness continue to refresh. This review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. More information on this title, The Good Neighbor, The Life and Work of Fred Rogers by Max King, can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.